How can we give a diagnosis of terminal illness without being pessimistic?
We weren't trained to give serious news, even though most of us will do that multiple times in our career. It's remarkable how our training doesn't cover that. The first thing is to ask the patient what their understanding is now. So, because you can't assume that they know or understood what they were told before. So it's always, tell me what your understanding is. Now, what did the other doctors tell you? That's the first thing you say. Now, if somebody says, oh, they said I had a shadow on my lung, versus, oh, I have stage 4 metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, your conversations start in two completely different places, right? So the first step is to find out what they are able to access in terms of information right now. And the next step is to ask them how they like to get information. Because some people really don't want to be told. So this is what I say. I say some of my patients like to know every detail about their illness, every single detail, because that's the way they are. And others of my patients prefer a more general outline or prefer that I speak to someone in their family. Which kind of person are you? And so it doesn't make a judgment.
Yes.
It doesn't make a judgment that you should want the information.
Not making a judgment.
Right.
Yes.
That there are all kinds of people. Some people want the details, some people don't, and it gives them a choice. 95% want the information, 5% don't. And if you give the information to them when they don't want it, they will never trust you again, and they won't be able to hear what you said. The next very important step is to say, would it be okay? Ask permission to break the news. Would it be okay if I gave you my medical understanding of what's going on here? And then they say, yes, but you've warned them, right?
Right.
You've given them a warning shot, and then you break the news in one short sentence. I'm really sorry to say that the PET scan shows that your cancer has progressed. And then stop talking. This is the hardest thing in the world for clinicians to do because we want to jump into that space and make it better.
Right.
But the patient is not hearing a word you are saying after you said the cancer has progressed.
Yes.
So just let them process it. Allow silence. It sometimes feels like it's a 10-year silence. It's a 5-second silence, right? And just sit with your hands on your legs, you know, with open body language and wait. And the patient or the family, whoever is in the room, will look up and say, what do we do now, doc? Right. But if you start talking about what we're going to do now, doc, before
they have a chance,
they have a chance to take it in, or they may burst into tears, or they may say, I thought that's what was happening because I'm feeling worse. And so you respond to the emotion, acknowledge that, and then, again, ask permission to talk about what the next steps might be. Would you like to talk about what the next steps might be?